welcome home.
Hi.
Does she seem shocked? Because I think she's
shocked that we're back finally.
Guess who's back?
Okay, so before we get started, if you are watching this live right now, leave us a little emoji, say hello, or whatever the heck you want. Tell us where you're watching from so that we can see where everybody's at and to see who's watching live. If you are watching the replay, type replay in the comment section so we can see how many people watch the replay. It's for research purposes.
So should I type that I'm watching live?
No.
From Kissimmee, Florida?
No.
She just said type if you're watching it live, and I am technically watching
you.
It right here.
I didn't mean you. And also, it's been a while, so if you would like to do us a huge favor and share this stream on your Facebook page with your friends, because again, it's been a long time and I think people are kind of weren't expecting us on Monday. I was kind of short notice. Scott's like, we should totally go live, so we did. So any shares are very much appreciated, so thank you.
Yeah, we've taken a lot of time off with everything we had going on. We've just been, and we'll tell you more about that, but we've just been slammed, so we apologize for being gone, I think, almost 2 months.
It's been 2 months.
Which is crazy.
Do you want to do your little intro, or do we not care?
We can do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, everyone. TMSN Weekly Live Show number 113 for October 11, 2021. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
I can't remember what date it was. I know it's a Monday. That's about all I know.
Okay. All right. So we have so much to cover for you. So I thought we would just jump right in. Okay. So as Scott was saying, we've been really, really, really busy.
Real busy. You want to tell them why we were gone for the first month of that or so?
You can.
Michelle was really sick. She was down for about a month, actually, 5 weeks. So that's why we disappeared. She her energy was really low. She had no stamina, nothing like that. And we knew we had a lot coming up with the 50th, and we didn't want to add anything to her plate. So we were trying to get her healthy. While dealing with everything else we still had going on. Lost Princess was still running, news was still coming in from Disney, just everything else, plus the expo we've been planning. So we had a lot of other stuff going on at the same time she wasn't feeling well. So we took time off for that, and then once that was done, she was feeling better. That's when the 50th anniversary started, all the festivities for that, and we've been running ever since.
And I wanna also apologize. I'm still not 100%, and that's why you're not seeing me. I did the 50th coverage, but we've been busy, and I get tired really easy, so we haven't been going out as much as usual, but I'm trying to get back into that. I just really appreciate you guys sticking by us while I had my downtime, and I'm trying to get back in the swing. So I really appreciate you guys, and so sorry that I've been kind of missing. He said he liked it because it was reminding him of Halloween a little bit, but I guess
Oh, that light's not working.
Oh my gosh. Oh, there is. Is that better? Is it? All right, now you can see us.
Well, now it's not all creepy and Halloweenish.
No, we're not creepy and Halloweeny anymore. It's Halloweeny alert.
Halloweeny.
It's Halloweeny.
Frankenweenie's a movie.
So anyway, now that we're out of Halloween mode, and now that you know where I've been. So let's talk about the 50th anniversary. I want to talk about the media events, and then we're going to talk about other things. Long story short, with me being down for the count for weeks at a time, I got an email about a special event, which I'm sure you've seen by now because we're catching up, from Southwest Airlines and Disney for the 50th anniversary. I opened this email and I was like, oh no, oh my gosh, oh no. And he thought something bad happened.
Yeah,
He's like,
I'm sitting across from on the couch here, oh no. And I'm like, what, who's hurt, who, whatever. And it's like, oh no. And all she kept saying for like 5 minutes, oh no, I don't know what to do. Until she finally, and I said, what is it? And she finally told me.
I had the invitation to fly to Texas for the day on, it was the Tuesday before the 50th anniversary media event started. And as you all know, if you've been watching and following, I am terrified to fly. So this was something that I had a personal issue with because I was at a point, do I let my fear stop me from an amazing opportunity, because there was only a handful of media outlets that were invited and we were one of them, which I thought was great and it's a huge blessing. However, I'm really, really scared. So I had to like really, I don't know, what would you call it?
You just had to really, I guess, psych yourself up.
That you're gonna be psych fine. Myself up?
And that's what it was. I was telling her that we actually had a phone call with Becky about a week before she left. And Becky's like, you're fine. You can do this. So we were all, her mom, her dad, you can do this. You got this. So we were just kind of psyching her up, like, you can do this. This will be fine. You're going to do good. It's not that far of a flight. It was 2.5 hours, I want to say.
220.
She flew from here to Houston. So she just had to fly to Houston, spend the day there, fly home that night. So she didn't have to pack a bag, didn't have to do anything.
But okay, so I don't like to fly, and I've never flown by myself. So I had to really challenge myself to just suck it up and deal, because it was not, I wasn't prepared for that. So needless to say, I did it. I didn't, you know, I'm still here, so that's good.
If not, this would be really awkward.
This would be a really awkward show, but it is Halloween time, so ooh, maybe.
If we had special effects, I could like you like disappear.
Yeah, okay, we don't. All right, so anyway. So the just a quick rundown of that. I put videos, I put all kinds of things, and it was really exciting, and they didn't tell us what we were going to see. I mean, I had a feeling I knew I was gonna go see, but they wouldn't tell us anything, and we weren't allowed to tell anybody where we were going. So I had to sit on that secret for a week. It felt like eternity. I was gonna say a long time, but it was like a week. So we got to Texas, and we flew from the airport to this lunch place, and then lunch to the Southwest hangar, and we were sitting inside the hangar, and then all of a sudden this music is playing and these performers from Disney and la la la, it's just all happy stuff, la la la, and then the back of the hangar goes up. Are you following for dramatic effect? It goes up. Ooh, and what do I see? Bam. It's a plane decorated for the 50th anniversary. So that was really exciting. So instead of, everybody, like the other media is sitting there and they're watching Minnie twirl her skirt and Mickey wave. And I'm like, are you kidding me? There's a plane out there.
Because Mickey and Minnie do that at the park.
I can see them at the park. You see them at the park. But have you ever been up close and personal with an airplane? Because I hadn't. So I haul myself past Mickey and Minnie and everything else and ran out to the flipping airplane.
And she was the only one out there when it started.
I ran first. And if you guys watch the live feed, then you'll know I did, because I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, let's go. So I walked around that plane. I walked under the plane. I was like underneath the big, I don't know, what are those big things on the side?
She climbed into the baggage area.
No, I didn't do that. But it was very cool to be on the tarmac and to be, I've never seen been around a plane like that. And the decorations on the side of this plane had like the gold statues and characters and whatnot, all like swirled up and down. And then some of the characters actually were underneath the plane. So, or are kind of underneath the plane. So who goes kind of underneath the plane? You know, all for the greater good of you guys, because you guys are like, well, let's see. So I did all that. And then what the cool part was that we got to fly the inaugural flight back to Orlando. Mm-hmm. So not only did we get to see the plane and watch the dedication, I actually got to go on said plane and take it back. And on the plane, there's Mickey and decorations and stuff inside. But Southwest Airlines did like a champagne toast on the plane, which there's a video on YouTube, there's a video on Facebook. But it was a really great experience. I was really proud of myself for overcoming that fear. And super, super grateful to Disney and Southwest Airlines mm-hmm. for inviting me to do this, because yep. I was shocked. But yeah, but what an opportunity. So, and I thank you guys for watching all that coverage, because it was a lot of work, but it was great. So.
Well, she did a great job. She covered it well. Some of the highlights I saw was just, it was cool seeing the fire trucks spray the water. And then on the plane, you see like the window closures had like the different characters on the blind when you pulled it down. So it was really cool. It was a cool thing that Main Street Mouse got to be a part of, and Michelle covered it well, and she overcame her fear. So now we're going to send her all over the world, because that was just the first.
I had to do it, you guys.
No, we're going to Paris next week.
No, we're not. I had to do it. I mean, I called my dad. I talked to Becky. I talked to all my friends. I was like, I'm scared. And everybody said, just do it. You got this. Girl power, blah, blah, blah. And I did it. So, all right. Anyway, so the next day, the very next day. So I got home from Houston in the evening. The next morning, I had to be checked in at Epcot for day one of the 50th anniversary media events.
At 9:30.
And I was up and ready.
We were up and ready.
I was excited. Now, mind you, I wasn't feeling good still, but you forget those things.
Yeah, she got home. It was probably about 9 o'clock by the time we got home from the airport, pick her up and bring her home. And then, of course, she was on a high, so she was wanting to talk about it and go over the whole thing. And we also needed to get some rest because we knew the next 3 days were going to be absolutely crazy.
Yes.
When these type of events happen, it is a full 12, 14-hour day. And I'm not complaining about that. It's just it's a very long day outside. Dealing with whatever we have to deal with outside to get through. So it's hot, cool, whatever. We have to push through and get it done. So we were trying to prepare for that. And we were actually, I think we did pretty well.
We did pretty well, considering.
Yeah, definitely.
So that morning at Epcot, I'm trying to think what was first. So like the new creation shop opened around the same time. And then I had already been at a media event the week before for Space 220. The new restaurant next to Mission Space.
Yes.
Okay. So I was actually having another media lunch there.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk about Space 220 for just a minute. So the atmosphere, let's talk about scenery. If you guys saw any of my coverage, then you know that you look like you are taking this elevator up in the space and you're having your meal up in space, and it looks like flying. It's really cool. I know when you get into the restaurant, all the windows look like space, and you see like stars and like there's astronauts over here, and there's, I forget what else is over here, but they have like specialty drinks. Like I got this I got one that had dry ice in it, and it was purple, and it it was like bubbling and like smoking, not smoking, but whatever you call it. And then I had one with they bring it to your table and they put like a big wad of cotton candy and they put stuff on top. What? Why'd you look at me like that for? You're like, what?
What is it all?
The food is different. Let's say it's different. I'm a picky eater, so it's hard.
Right.
For me.
I didn't get to go, so I don't know.
But you're a picky eater too, sort of. We're very big.
I'll try more stuff than you will.
Yeah. No. So the first time I went, I had this chicken with garlic potatoes and Brussels sprouts. So I only ate the potatoes and Brussels sprouts. And then they have a chocolate cheesecake is very, very good. And then when I went last week at the media, lunch, I had this plant-based pasta stuff and it was delicious. So, but yeah, Space 22 is very pretty. I know that it's like awful trying to get a reservation in there right now, but if you are going for atmosphere, desserts, drinks, and unique food, you might like it.
Yep. And she told me this. She kept talking about the elevator ride there. My thought is, why can't they have an elevator like that take us to Disneyland?
To Disneyland?
Yeah, if they can have an elevator go all the way to space, why can't they have one that flies over to Disneyland? Mm. I don't know. It's got to be possible.
Yeah, maybe. So, I wrote myself notes. My memory is crap right now. I can't say crap.
Yeah. You already said it.
Crap.
We don't have anybody beeping yet. So.
You have to excuse
me. It's Facebook.
Me.
Anything goes on Facebook.
I'm working on it, you guys. I promise you, I'm working on it. It's just okay. Anyway, so part of that event, which was super super cool, was I got to see inside Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic mm-hmm. Rewind, and I could not take any pictures. They made me like previously I told you guys when it's something top secret, they make you put your phone in.
They lock it up in a bag. Basically, it's a zipped bag. They put it in there, and that way you can't readily grab it.
And what's weird is they had like sweatpants and shoes on the side for this mm-hmm. to go in. So I had to put sweatpants over my jean shorts and put on these closed-toed shoes that had like fur inside. I was dying, but it was worth it. So then I took you like on a golf cart back around to the building. Now the building for Guardians at Epcot looks big from the parking lot. It looks big from the front.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're standing next to it, like some of the Imagineers were outside and they said, look up. And I looked up and it is so big. It's so much bigger than you would even imagine. So after the whole look how big this building thing is, we went inside. So I am very rarely speechless. Like it doesn't.
Very rare.
It doesn't happen often. I usually have my 2 cents on everything, more like 10 cents to 25. And I walked in that building and I gasped, like literal gasped.
I heard her. I was over by desk.
And the you guys, this coaster, I only saw the coaster part. I didn't see like where Ellen's was. There's like, you know, was where the queue and they're going to have other stuff. I saw just the coaster track. It's huge. It is so huge and tall. The track up at the top goes all the way to the top of that huge building. And I saw something that looked like a planet. I saw another part like where the coaster, it almost looks like a starburst or a planet type of thingy, and where the coaster is going to go through the middle. Gotcha. But in the coaster track is black, and it's wide. I don't know how else to put it, but it's wide.
Well, yeah, it's wider than a normal track, because if you remember from everything we've been told, the cart is going to be able to turn.
It's a story coaster.
And if you've been to Universal Orlando and been to the Harry Potter areas, is it Gringotts? Escape from Gringotts, is it?
Yes.
Where you're actually, the cart, you once you get seated, the cart actually can spin around, where it's just not turning you, but it can spin you in a 360. You can do whatever it needs to point you at what they want you to see. Similar to how the Haunted Mansion works, where the Omni Mover positions you to what they want you to see at that particular moment.
So, and they said it was, they did, one of them did call it like an Omni Coaster. So it is going to move, but it's going to be fast, but they didn't say how fast. So I have no idea. But from what I saw so far, you guys are going to be amazed, because I so badly wished I could have taken photos.
And so it's the largest indoor roller coaster, correct? So it's so if you think Rock and Roller Coaster is big or any of those rides, it's going to be even bigger than that. So I'm anxious to see it. I'm huge, as you all know, I'm a Marvel fan, so I can't wait to ride it and experience it myself. Yeah. Wait on that beat, anybody.
Yeah, right. So, and then they announced that it's going to be open sometime in 2022. And it's moving along. So I think that my opinion, I think that because Tron is supposed to be open next year too, and being that the 50th anniversary celebration is 18 months, I think that they're trying to trickle out little things along the 18 months. Otherwise, people could sort of lose their enthusiasm for the 50th. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. I think that actually is going to make the 50th more exciting, because if they would have dropped everything October 1st of this year, then you would just had 18 months to experience all that was dropped on the first. But if they spread it out, so every 6 months, they could do three big drops every 6 months with that. I think it would be fascinating. So Ratatouille opened officially on the first of this one. So that's the first big thing that's open now. So it would be really cool to see Tron or Guardians open maybe in the second phase, or maybe in 6 months down the road from it. You know, I mean, 3 months, 6 months, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, they're really cruising on the Tron and Guardians coaster. So,
and those are two massive thrill rides coming to Walt Disney World, which we don't have many thrill rides at.
And we need them.
Yeah. So I think that's great that they are putting those two in. I think they're going to be big draws for the crowds of people who want something more intense, a more thrill ride.
Take your Dramamine and just do it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. Okay, so that night, after all the stuff, all the, and we went to see the, I had a dessert party back at Remy's Ratatouille, that area in France. And then you were on the other side of the lagoon because it was a soft opening for Harmonious.
So I was in Norway. That's where I saw it.
Okay, and I was right in the opening of World Showcase. Like after the dessert party, they had us walk around to like between the two stores. Yeah.
Right. So that's where she gets to be. My view was not bad. I was there with the Nerds, Disney Nerds podcast. So I was there with Jimmy and Morgan. And then Sean came up.
And Lil Sean.
And Lil Sean showed up. He scared me, came up behind me. And so that's where we stood, right in front of the Steve Church. Step Church. How do you say that?
The who?
The church in Norway. What's that called?
A church? I don't know.
That's right. I stood right in front of that. My view was pretty good. The problem was with Harmonious, you had no idea where the best view was going to be. Now, by looking at the barges, you would think as long as you see the center circle, you've got probably a good view. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's the case. I've seen it. We saw it three times now. I saw it in Norway. She saw it in one spot. We both saw it in Germany. And we both seen it in Italy. Italy was the best.
Italy was the best so far. I think I need to go again, and I would scooch a little bit closer, maybe Japan Pavilion, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. If you can get that opening area of Japan, just past the American Gardens Theater, I think that would be a good area to be able to watch it from. Not that I can tell if there's a lot on those screens, because my eyes are so bad.
But we didn't notice. Yeah. And so if you watched Harmonious or any of the footage. The big circle in the middle, which we couldn't see from further back, when you get closer, you can see it has water spraying in the middle and like different lights and effects. But Harmonious, it's weird because, you know, Harmonious was supposed to start already. It was supposed to start before like everything fell apart in the world. And so they ended up making it for the 50th anniversary and doing that. But if I remember correctly, when they first started talking about Harmonious, it was supposed to have like an original score, like original music to it, kind of like Illuminations, stuff like that, like Epcot music. And when I did the live feed from
Epcot music.
Wait, you
see on the screen.
I'm trying to read comments.
Too. Oh, they're on your phone.
I can't see them because they keep they keep. So if you're talking to me, I'm not seeing.
They're not. All right. They're all just talking.
So anyway, it was supposed to have like this original score and supposed to be whatever. So they ended up using the different movies instead. It kind of reminded me of a watery version of Happily Ever After, sort of.
Yeah, that was the one thing I said almost right away is I noticed that a lot of the songs that were Happily Ever After had to go away because a lot of music was used in Harmonious. I noticed right away. But a lot of it's done in different, it's not the original movie song, not sung by the original movie artist.
No, it sounds different.
It sounds different. Some of them are actually done in the language of whatever country that film took place in. So that kind of gave it a different spin on the whole thing. Not that there's anything wrong with it at all. I think it's a good show. I did think it lacked a story behind it.
Yeah.
Where Epcot, I think of, if you think of Illuminations and it was the story of creation and just how everything came together, then at the end we are one. This just seemed like, I hate to use the word, but it just seemed like they were pushing the different IPs, brands, throughout the thing, and rather than giving the entire show a story behind it, that meant more than just pushing the different IPs from the different movies of the different countries.
I agree. I didn't really care for it the first time I saw it. Mm-hmm. I liked it better the second time. I liked it even better the third time. So I say give it a chance. Even without a story per se, the effects of this show of Harmonious and how they do it, the barges, they did a really good job. Like the technology is really, really good. I liked it so much better after seeing it. And I think part of the reason that I had a hard time with it the first time is because of the comment section. So I am streaming it for the first time from the media area, and I'm trying to do the live feed for our audience and still watch comments. And the comment section was pretty harsh. I mean, it was kind of 50, I wouldn't even say 50-50. I want to say like 65-35 of negative versus positive. I think people were hoping for that warm and fuzzy feeling like Illuminations and other things.
Right.
Which we're going to talk about the next show the next day at Magic Kingdom. But so that was the closing of that day. All right, the next day.
Well, no, there was more to that day.
There was?
So as we're walking out, you look at Spaceship Earth, and Spaceship Earth has become very colorful and bright. And that was my highlight of the entire 50th anniversary celebration, honestly, to see Epcot come to life with the colors. And they do
the
little show of the beacons on Spaceship Earth. And honestly, for how, I'm not saying it was an easy thing to do. To put lights on it probably took a lot of time, but really.
They put that two-sided tape that you hang up decorations with, and they put like an LED light, and they just stuck it in the hole.
But it just, to me, that seems like Spaceship Earth now has even a bigger purpose. It stands so prominent in the middle of the day when you're walking.
It's beautiful.
And now to see it at night all lit up. And we were at the studios the other day, and as we're leaving the studios parking lot, we could see it lit up from the studios parking lot, which we used to see it just sitting there in its natural color state. But it was cool to see it lit up in the different colors.
If I could make a recommendation to Disney, I would say even after the 50th is over, the 18 months is over, like keep Spaceship Earth sparkly because it's beautiful.
It is, yeah. They could, since it is LED, they could change up the color of the lighting. They could probably do effects on there. I mean, it could be really cool. I mean, they have brought Monsters, Inc. to the Spaceship Earth.
Well, that was a projection.
I know. They could do something like that.
I'm hopefully sure. those that double-sided sticky stuff, then they don't start falling out. That would be
They bad. Have some Gorilla Glue, and if they turn the back time.
Get your hot glue gun out.
Hurricanes can't withstand. Our Gorilla Glue can withstand a hurricane, so we're good.
Hot glue it. All right, anyway, let's go to the Magic Kingdom event the next day. Okay, so I had to be, where did I have to be in the
you
morning?
You had to be at the Contemporary.
Contemporary. So they had different stations set up at the different ballrooms at the Contemporary. And there was information on, like, basically everything. There was the merchandise area, the food area. They had something for entertainment. They had something for, you
DBC,
name it, DBC.
Guardians, more information about Guardians. There was just everything you can imagine. Every news story that Disney wanted to push out to the media, they had a place to do that.
Had a spot. Well, I had, like, itinerary. I had to be in this room, ballroom, this one at this time. So the two that I did, well, I did three. I did one about the new enchantment show. And then, but my favorite ones were the food and merchandise. So the merchandise, like some of the stuff that they had, if you saw the videos, was already out. They had a couple of things that had launched. And then as you walked around, like the table, like, so the 18th month, you know how we were talking about the celebration, you know, them putting out different things throughout that time. So they have different merchandise, like collections that are launching too, like the Doonies and the dress launch last week. But the next up is the iridescent line, which I'm going to go broke over because it's like the pink and shiny and beautiful stuff.
I'm starting to go funny.
Yeah. For 50th anniversary merch. So like it was really cool to see everything that's coming as well. And then let's talk about the food. So all the food for the 50th anniversary is glittery, sparkly, swirly, which I was really surprised. I mean, even the Monte Cristo that's going to be or that is now at the Plaza restaurant has like a glittery like powder to it or something. The drinks have like swirls of sparkle. I mean, which totally is up my alley. I mean, sparkle food, I mean, it doesn't get better than that for me. And some of the desserts are almost too pretty to eat.
There's no dessert too pretty to eat.
Right, well. And then they have that big, big mega sundae that's going to be that's at the Plaza that has a Mickey pretzel in it and ice cream and brownies and all these things. But the one thing that that got so much traction on our social media was the drink that's inspired for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. It's that tomato-y red drink with pieces of octopus sticking out. It was charred octopus.
Yeah.
I think you guys might have saw. I put a picture on our Facebook page, and I couldn't believe the comments on that. It's like there's all these beautiful desserts and all these things, and the Mr. Toad burger with like the little pickled tongue hanging
out. Kind of like Ava.
It looks like our dog, Ava. She always looks like that. But everybody was going nuts over the octopus drink.
I think it's because you're unique. I think that was the biggest thing. So, and actually, I just remember the first thing you had that day was actually lunch at Steakhouse 71.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Which used to be the Wave. Now it's been rethemed, rebranded, I guess.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people were upset about the Wave leaving, but the lunch that I had was very good. They make their own breads there. Like I had the club sandwich because I'm, again, basic. And it was so good. The bread's good. They had some sort of like these little potato rolls with fresh butter and an appetizer menu. Onion rings to die for, so good. I had chocolate cake for dessert. It was like a chocolate layer cake and it was cold because nothing beats cold cake. And it was so good. It's a good thing I was doing a lot of walking because I ate a ton at that lunch. So let's see, what did I do after that?
I went to Cosmic Rays for lunch. In case you were curious.
All right, so after that, after all of the stuff over there, so the part that I was really tired, but really excited because there was the media reception. So they closed Magic Kingdom early that night, and it was open for just media, which was really, really cool.
Yeah, Tomorrowland, actually, the park was closing that night, 8 o'clock to the public, but Tomorrowland has signs at both entrances, and it said closing, this lane closing at 7 o'clock, but they were actually shutting the lane down because they were getting ready for this party that was going to take place after the park closed at 8:15, I think it was supposed to start.
Yeah, because what they did was, we knew that the party was going to be in Tomorrowland, and what they did was they set up different tables with foods and drinks, and they had music going, and so Tomorrowland was like a big party. And then when the party was getting ready to start, they ushered us, like we were all just gonna like go right into Tomorrowland. And they're like, no, we want you to go back up Main Street and around. You know how, like, when you go to the Christmas party or the Halloween party, how they usher you in, like, on the side behind, like, the confectionery and stuff over there. So they had a blue carpet, I guess you could say. And it was, like, this big, like, big to-do, music playing, bubbles, all the stuff.
We're using the idea for the meetup this year.
We're going to do the same thing.
Again, we're doing a GoFundMe.
But it was cool because there was, like, you know, some celebrities there, and there was a lot of media. There was a lot of foreign press. There was a lot of, like, major TV, like, Travel Channel and, you know, like, magazines like Travel and Leisure. It was, like, a big, like,
to-do.
I got to see my friend Brett Iwan, who is Mickey Mouse. I'm going to brag about that because he's so awesome. And
he actually found you.
He found me.
Yeah, he came up to her.
Yeah, like twice. And so it's really cool to get to meet people like that. And I will always be a cheerleader for Brett because I think he's awesome.
Yes, he's awesome. I actually saw him at the Creation Store that same day. The day before, earlier. He was looking at something, and I heard my name shouted, and it was Brett. Sitting there looking at stuff.
So nice.
So he's a great guy. Such a nice guy. So make sure you're following him on social media.
So shout out to Brett.
Hey, Brett.
And we went in there, and there's this all, like, the food is good. And what was really cool about this party is, like, some of the food stations, like, one of the food stations had the noodles from Ohana. So I had, like, two plates of that. And then they had, like, little stations. They had those cheeseburger egg rolls at Magic Kingdom in little cups. They had little desserts, and they had drinks with the Blinky ice cubes.
They had the octopus one?
They did not have the octopus one, which I'm really glad about. They had some other specialty type of bluish drink with a Blinky ice cube. And so that was really fun. Oh, and I saw Joey Fatone. I ran into him at the bar. So...
That's a story. I was at the bar and I ran into Joey Fatone. Literally, they actually did run into
him. He was turning around to leave. I was walking up and I was like, oh, hey. And he gave me a hug and I told him about the expo and blah, blah, blah. So it was really, really cool to see him again, too. So after all the partying and whatever, they took us down towards the bridge to go over to the front of the castle, and they stopped us. And I saw Josh D'Amaro standing there, which was really neat. And they didn't tell us anything about the rededication of Walt Disney World, the stuff that, like, I did the live feed for it, but then so did the Parks blog. And I had a lot of you tell me that my view was better, that theirs was dark. I don't really know why. I was on the side of Walt, like, over here. But they had Christina Aguilera come out and sing, which we didn't know. Then they had Bob Iger and Bob Chapek come out and do a rededication of Walt Disney World Resort for the 50th. And then they showed us the media preview of Enchantment. Now let's go back to what I said about the day before, about the comments section, shall we? Oh, you guys. So we had, like, over 1,000 people watching my stream, which is a lot because Facebook stinks and doesn't show that we're live half the time.
Yeah, 400,000 likes and we get 1,000.
I mean, look at the small amount of you there are now. That's why I said make sure you type replay if you're watching the replay, because Facebook is just awful. Anyway, so the show starts and I'm waiting. You know, I'm waiting because I cry at everything. I literally cry at Disney everything. So I'm like, my meter to how I'm going to feel about the new show is if my nose starts to burn like it does with most shows, then I know it got me. So I'm watching and, you know, the stuff is going on and I'm watching the comment section. You guys hated it. I mean, the vast majority of you, which I was really surprised. I thought we were going to get some, oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, you guys were like, bring back Happily Ever After. It was vicious. And the thing is I really can't fully argue with you. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but I sort of agree with it.
So I actually wasn't there for the debut of it. I was actually sitting in our room at Coronado watching it on my phone, watching her view of it. And I feel a lot the same way you did. I Happily Ever After flowed. I went from one song to another. And not that there was a story, but everything flowed together to make it feel like it was just a big, big story. And there was a part in Happily Ever After that touched everybody at some point. Something that just meant something to you, either back to your childhood, back to your kids going to see Disney for the first time, or you now achieving goals. It's just there's so many good parts of Happily Ever After. And then I watched this one. And again, after seeing Harmonious the night before, I was like, it's just Disney IP. And my biggest beef with it was we're celebrating 50 years old at Disney World, but it seemed like they focused so much on films from the last three, four years. I mean, there's some of the older ones in there. I'm not saying they didn't have any, but it just seems to me like it would have been better to start off something. I think it should have started out with, you see Steamboat Willie up there on the castle, full throttle, whistling and steering the ship's steering wheel. And I think that would have been a great way to start out a show like that. I would have loved to have heard Walt's voice again, because we haven't had that since, what was the show that he was?
Celebrate the Magic.
We haven't heard Walt's voice, and I think that was something that was needed. Or Roy on there giving maybe his speech or showing that. Just showing pictures of some of the stuff from the 50th anniversary. Celebrate 50 years. Don't just focus on the current movies that are doing well for you. Let's focus on some of the things that are the nostalgia of the 50 years of Walt Disney World. So I think they missed the mark with that. I have not seen the show live yet. We'll probably hopefully go see it the next week or so. But I honestly can say I'm not excited to go see it.
Well, I want to go see it again because the fact that it didn't make me cry was a huge red flag for me, because all that stuff always makes me cry. It didn't. And in reading all your comments, I was like, whoa, like you've got some valid points in that comment section. And I can't even argue with it. It's so true. And I really do think, cause you know, there's all those videos that they play, or even in like in Walt Disney Presents, formerly One Man's Dream, you know, you hear Walt talking about the Florida project. Mm-hmm. Now he could have, granted, Walt sadly wasn't with us when Walt Disney World opened, but Roy fulfilled Walt's dream for the Florida project and Walt Disney World. And I really think they could have incorporated that somehow. I didn't like the fact that they used like too much of the new films, like films that maybe not everybody has even seen. Like they threw Onward in there, that Raya and the Last Dragon, you know, like these different movies that like
are still newer.
They're newer. I don't feel that they have that same they don't have the same longevity. The 50 years of you know, the world's most magical celebration of 50 years. Oh boy.
And that's what we hear a lot of those. They're pushing the IPs. They want to push what they don't want to use its own soundtrack or anything like that. They keep pushing what's out there already. And I fully get, and I, from a business standpoint, I understand why you want to do that. Why would you want to promote anything else that's not part of your company? But you could have made something more original. You could have had the music flow from one to the other. If you go back and watch Happily Ever After, just the whole thing, just from Tiana at the start to Hunchback of Notre Dame to, I mean, you just see all the different parts of you seeing the lanterns raise up on the castle, or seeing the up balloons come through the castle. And then you hear Hercules and
so good.
Just so much great stuff on that. And that show just flowed so well. And I'm not saying the Imagineers didn't do a good job, because they do. They do a great job. I feel like I personally hope Happily Ever After comes back after the 18 months.
You and me both, because I still teared up at Happily Ever After. It came out in 2017. I was there in the media section for the debut of that show, and I watched it with you guys, and we cried together. It was so good. And you guys were teasing me because you could hear me sniffing when the Tangled part. They're like, Michelle, you're crying. I was crying. And this one, none of us were crying. We were all super salty about the whole thing. And I was just trying to read the comment section to make sure nobody was dropping F-bombs and stuff, because I'm like family friendly, but y'all were like so not happy about it. And I have to go back and see it again to make another opinion. I'm sure. I'm hoping that like with Harmonious, the more I see it, the more it's going to grow on me, but we'll see. But I did like Happily Ever After from the get. So this one didn't make me cry, didn't give me the warm feelings in my heart, and it just,
Well, and when you replace a show like Happily Ever After that replaced Wishes, which everybody loved Wishes.
Everybody loved Wishes.
And then you put Happily Ever After, and if I remember correctly, nobody said Happily Ever After was going to be good. There was no way the show could be good.
No, yeah, the everybody was Wishes. Mad about Wishes.
And leaving. Wishes was a wonderful show. Happily Ever After, wonderful. They weren't the same. You couldn't compare the two, because they were completely, the only similarity was they were on the castle at Walt Disney World.
And some of the songs were similar because, you know, they used some of the same songs. But
the show had different meaning behind it, and that's what made them unique and wonderful. And then this one, replacing such a wonderful show like Happily Ever After, I just think it's really, it had a lot to live up to. It's like a sequel to any movie. Is it ever going to be better than the original? And I think that's the problem with the whole thing. My hope, like I said, I hope Happily Ever After comes back after 18 months. And I'm going to tell you why I think it might. I'm gonna give them a little insight that we had. Somebody mentioned to us, and then I realized that's possibly it. If you recall, when Wishes was ending, they had all kinds of merch. Final show, be there for the final night. I was there that night. I was there this.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye to Wishes. They had all this merch for that. There was nothing like that for him.
Not an ounce of merchandise, and you know Disney's gonna definitely capitalize
they
on
could
merchandise.
Cashed in so much on Happily Ever After merchandise. Have the picture of the castle with all the different glass scene at the end there, where you have all the different characters on. They could have done a shirt like that scene last night. I was there. They didn't do anything
like
that. So that tells me that they might be coming back, because if they did a shirt like that, then they couldn't really bring
it back. We're totally speculating. But
it's a good speculation.
Remember this, because if it does come back, we're going to be like, hey guys, remember when we said we thought maybe? So, yeah.
Oh, Mary's welcome. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary. Let's see. Okay. Enchantment. All right. So let's talk about the, what do you want to call it? The scuttlebutt, the dirt, the tea.
The MMA of Disney merchandise.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, but not. All right. So let's get into it, shall we?
UCF is sponsoring the merchandise at Disney. Huh?
All right. So the next day was the first. And there was some fighting going on over at Magic Kingdom for this. Now, mind you, we had to use 50th anniversary stuff as our centerpiece, and I purposely wanted it to be pretty. But I used this because this little Starbucks cup is causing all kinds of hoopla online.
Now, before anybody says, I actually was at the park the day all the merchandise dropped, which was the Monday before, or a week before.
It was a week and a half before the celebrations. You just happened to be there getting pictures for me, and he just happened to buy this for me.
Because I thought she would like, because she likes these kind of mugs. So I grabbed it off the shelf when I saw them, and then I realized everybody else was grabbing them in craziness, and the lounge fly backpacks in craziness. So I grabbed her one of everything. I probably looked like a personal shopper walking out of there because I had two big bags, but it was all one for me.
He's like, I bought you a bunch of stuff. You can take that which you don't want, but I didn't know what to get you because I was at the media event for Space 220, the first one. Yeah. So he got me this just because he saw the frenzy and he knows I like Starbucks. So this is what everybody is fighting about. One of the things, these and backpacks, the blue backpacks. And then to add more to it, now mind you, this is a beautiful cup. It's heavy. It is $39.99. Now that's an expensive Starbucks cup.
She went and got it if I didn't get my 20% off.
Yeah, if we didn't have an AP discount. And then when they put them online, Disney actually is charging $10 more online. Not to mention, you go to eBay or whatever, good Lord, I've seen like $220 for a cup. It's a Starbucks cup.
I so badly want to take it and shatter it and record it and put it out there.
You are not shattering that cup. That's a hot commodity. We are not shattering the cup.
My thing is, it's plastic. And it's no memories. It means absolutely zero in the grand scheme of life. So why are people going crazy over a plastic cup? Boggles my mind.
Okay, well, let's talk about that for a minute. So that morning, not only was a restock of the 50th anniversary stuff hitting. Also the day of, like this is one of the day of, like the October 1st shirts, pins, what else did they have? They had pins, shirts, jackets, I can't remember what else, but they had a specific line for October 1st. And once it's gone, it's gone. Now that wasn't restocking.
Nope.
What?
Oh no, I was just gonna keep going. I wanna see if you go where I was gonna go with it.
All right. So let's talk about the brawl over at Magic Kingdom first. So park opened early. People were in line early to get in. Now mind you, this is for merchandise.
Was it 6 o'clock I heard they opened the Emporium at?
I think so, but you want to hear something strange? So I was leaving after the party with the dedication and the whole thing the night before. I was leaving towards the Contemporary and I was walking, and you know, there's no security or anything when you're walking back through at night. And people had lawn chairs outside the security on the side between like Magic Kingdom and the Contemporary. There was like people with blankets and chairs.
It was like Super Bowl tickets they're in line for.
It was.
I mean, really, it reminded me of, or like a concert. Back
and that was at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So they were already camping out. Now, I don't know if somebody came along and made a move, but that was the night before. So I knew that it was going to be nuts. So we actually went to Epcot first instead, which was a good thing because of the fact that this was nuts. If you saw the videos online, people were pushing and pulling things out of cast members' hands and hitting and punching over merchandise. If you saw the videos that people had online that were actually there, it was outrageous. I don't know. First of all, here, I'm going to get on my soapbox for a minute. First of all, these cast members should not have been pushed,
no,
harassed, stuff grabbed out of their hands. Come on. I mean, it's merchandise. And these cast members already put up with so much from guests and, you know, all the stuff they have to do. And then they have to get pretty much abused in the Emporium. Not cool. Second of all, other guests pushing and yelling at each other. You took that out of my bag. You did this. You did that. Why? I just don't understand on the grand scheme, especially life is such a hot mess right now. Like, why would you go in and fight with other people over merchandise? And it's an 18-month celebration. They're going to restock. I guess I don't understand, but I just thought the people who were punching other people in the Emporium should be ashamed of themselves. And it's awful.
Yeah, I would have liked to have been there just to see if somebody would try something.
I'd have gotten in trouble because I'd have been running my mouth and telling people to stop.
Lorraine, I was there. She just said she was.
Oh, see? And that's, like, cast members should not have to deal with such things.
No.
You know, people need to grow up. And a lot of it is, you know, if people get upset, like, you know, they just want one thing and they're buying it for themselves. They're not going to put it on eBay for five times the amount. I just really think that, you know, Disney has to have a better system because what they're doing isn't working. So they ended up, after all the fighting and stuff, they went to virtual queue. They had people picking up merchandise back in the circus tent. And I don't know, but here's as he says, his word is the kicker. Here's the kicker: that 50th, the I was there day, you know, of day of merchandise was over at the Creation Shop where I got this, and I waited in line 10 minutes. And there was, it was all there. It was all separated by size and style. Nobody was punching anybody else, which was nice. Nobody was shoving. No. Nobody was calling names, and the cast members were walking around like nobody was grabbing things from them.
Yeah, actually, at the Creation Store, we actually did self-checkout, so I didn't even have to wait in line to check out, which was nice because you can use your phone to do that. She got everything she wanted. We had it bagged up. We took it back to our car. We took the monorail, went over to the Magic Kingdom, and there were still people in line waiting for 2 to 3 hours to get in the stores there to get the merchandise that they would have just jumped on the monorail for park hopping, could have went over there, got it, and been back. Probably less time than what it took for the wait. So it was crazy. And I know certain people, I got to get it at the Magic Kingdom. They dropped the Magic Kingdom. It's their 50th birthday today, but it's the same merchandise.
The same merchandise.
It came off the same truck, the same boxes, the same everything, same manufacturer and factory that made it all. So everybody we saw who we knew was waiting, we're like, run over to Epcot. You'll be able to get it. You'll be done in 10 minutes.
We actually told people, because it was really cool. We saw a lot of Main Streeters in the parks. And as they were stopping us to talk, we were telling them, go over to Epcot and get your day of merchandise because they have plenty of it and there was no issues.
No, it was very, very easy to go into Epcot. Like she said, we waited about, it was actually a 7-minute line wait, which when we got there, we thought the line was really long because it wrapped all the way around the front, almost to the gateway over to World Showcase. But we got there and the line never stopped moving. And once we got inside, we went over, she said what she wanted. We went to each table, got the sizes she wanted, put it in the bag, scanned it in my phone, went to the lady the thing, showed her that we paid for it. She scanned us, we walked right out of the store,
easy,
and we were
easy.
Done.
And it's funny because we saw other Main Streeters in the store.
Yes.
They went to Epcot to get their day of merchandise, and then they were going to go over to Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the answer is, truthfully, but the only thing I do know is that there's never a reason to push, punch, hit, yell, slap, take things out of people's hands. It's just merchandise. And I just think that maybe people need to keep that stuff in mind. I can't even imagine people being so nasty to other people like that over a backpack or a cup or whatever.
So we experienced it last year, though, when we went to the Splash Mountain store. And they restocked
it. Oh, yeah.
And all she wanted was she wanted the plush. I wanted the Funkos. She wanted the plush of each Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox. And she was able to get two of them, and she needed Brer Bear. And there was this lady in front of us, and she had a big clear garbage bag, and she was just pulling Brer Bears off the shelves, emptying the shelf. And she was laughing about it. She was taking selfies. I reached over her head and grabbed one, and she turned around and looked at me. And I'm like, go ahead and say something. And she like quickly turned back around and continued her free-for-all, grabbing whatever she wanted to. But I just don't get the selfishness. And it's like, I'm going to make money off of this. And I don't know whose fault it is. I mean, if they're allowed to buy 50 of them, well, then that's Disney's fault.
It's Disney's fault.
If there's a demand for it on eBay and such, which there is, because so many people can't get here to buy it, that creates this type of thing. So it's hard when I see people get mad at it and they blame the shopper or they blame this person or that person at the root of it all. And I'm glad Disney's gone to the limits of two on a lot of things, which is wonderful. But for a long time, they weren't able to do that.
People get around the system.
They get around the system. They bring 10 people with them, and they each buy two, and they walk out with 20 of them. And I honestly don't know another way to get around it. I don't know how to stop it.
Well, they did put it at, so here's the thing. They put, the other day, these little things were on Shop Disney in the morning. Now, mind you, Disney marked them up $10 higher, but it's not $220 on eBay. Mm-hmm. So I, in my opinion, I've noticed that Shop Disney has been trying to restock some hot ticket items. Like you could buy the 50th Dooney or the 50th dress, or, you know, you just, my advice to you is if you can't get to the parks and you really want that stuff is check Shop Disney like every morning, mm-hmm. because there's some people that check it religiously, like get up in the morning, mm-hmm. have their coffee, and they refresh like new merchandise on Shop Disney, because Shop Disney doesn't always tell you when they're going to put something on there. So you have to physically look. Like this morning, I went over to Shop Disney and I saw a pair of Christmas ears, which I posted earlier. And they have a Christmas bucket hat. This is really cute from Spirit Jersey. So that was new. But they're not going to tell you that. So just keep refreshing on Shop Disney. And don't fret. It's just stuff. It'll be back in stock. And you know, don't punch anybody.
And actually it will be back in stock, but in a year, are you even going to really care about it passionately the way you do today? Probably not. And that's the whole thing to keep in mind. Is it worth the fight? Is it worth the aggravation? Is it worth the stress to get,
I think I was most mad that cast members got harassed. I find that to be just horrible. And anybody who pushes and shoves or punches or harasses a cast member should be, their butt should be out of that park. You out. I'm sorry. I don't agree. I think it's terrible.
So like this cup is really cool. It's very nice. But is it worth me spending $200 on eBay to drink water or coffee or my Diet Mountain Dew out of? No, there's not a chance on earth I would spend that much to drink out. You know how many other cups I could buy that I would drink out of? More so. So to me, it's like, I can see if you want a shirt that says you were there, the 50th day of merchandise. I understand wanting that. If you were there, I could never go buy one on eBay to say I was there, because then I would feel like I wasn't there. I didn't even go to work to get this. Somebody else got it. So I would feel like I kind of was cheating the system.
That's a good example, because a few years back they had Disneyland merchandise at the Disney outlet. And I bought this shirt. It was this glittery, beautiful shirt for Disneyland, some sort of an anniversary, I forget. I bought it because it sparkled, but then I kind of felt like a fraud because I hadn't even been to Disneyland.
It was a 65th
anniversary. It was like, oh, you know, like I just wanted it because it was pretty. And I get that, because like I want to buy stuff from the actual place too.
But you put it at the outlet for one, so it was already discounted, but you didn't go to eBay and spend all this money on same day merchandise. It's just, I understand people want the things. You know what I wanted the most is I wanted the park map, and I wanted the commemorative print they gave you as you left the park that day. I thought that was great. They
people had those park maps that were free for $125 on eBay for a park map.
And then they had a commemorative special map that was only given out at Magic Kingdom that I saw.
And they were giving away one per person. They weren't, you couldn't just go into the bin and grab a bunch 50, of maps. It was like they would give you the anniversary map that day.
Yeah.
But people turned around and sold them. We just put ours in my bag and we were really careful with it because we didn't want it to wrinkle, but it was ours.
Yeah, I put it flat, you know? Somewhere so it stayed flat, the poster and the map. And it'll be something I'll probably put in type of a shadow box type setting so we'd have it and it's preserved. But I did it because it means something to me. And that's what sets a value, is what it means to you. It doesn't matter what they say. And I'm the guilty of that with Funko. Funko pops, of course, they go up in value, and purses and such. But the thing they always keep in mind is how much it means to you is the value, not what somebody says the value of something is.
Well, yeah, and if you just, and that we can close out this chapter by saying, and that's the same thing with shows when they go away, or whatever it is, Disney wise, you do it for the memories, you do it for what it means to you, not because of the frenzy of what everybody else is saying. And you know, I don't know, I just think that there's lessons to be learned there, and I feel really bad for anybody who got hurt that morning. And I really hope that, you know, Disney comes up with a way to remedy all this, because nobody should ever have to deal with such a thing.
Before you leave that Magic Kingdom, I did want to talk about something with the food, which we didn't mention.
Oh, that's right.
It's something I had found, and I honestly, I don't believe it's at any other park but the Magic Kingdom. I don't confirm that, though. It could be at Epcot Studios, Animal Kingdom, but I've only seen it at the Magic Kingdom. But there's something called the 1971 meals. So if you go to either Casey's Corner, Cosmic Rays, Pecos Bill's, or Pinocchio's Village House, I don't know if it's at any of them. I think those are the four where it's there, though. But there is a 1971 meal, and the price is $19.71. And I know you're probably thinking, 1971 for a walk-up? You're going to pay $15 for a normal meal. So it's close to the same. But the meals are a little bit different. So like at Casey's, it is a Walt's chili and cheese hot dog with french fries and beverage. And then you get a themed cake pop for your dessert with the meal. At Cosmic Rays, it's a barbecue chicken sandwich, chili cheese fries, your beverage, and your cake pop.
Cake pop.
Pecos Bill's, it's beef nachos, yellow rice, your drink, your cake pop. And then at Pinocchio's Village House, it's the meat flatbread, garlic knots, your beverage, and your cake pop. So you get like a full meal for 1971. And they did this before when they gave out a cupcake with the meal a few years back. There, I think it was Cosmic Rays had a special
Electric Umbrella.
I think it was during Epcot's 35th anniversary. Electric Umbrella did it with it was a full meal, or I think they extended it afterwards.
And they had a big cupcake.
Yeah. So it's just a little something more that when you're looking at it, I do want to go back and try the one at Cosmic Rays, because I like chili cheese fries and I like barbecue chicken sandwich, and it's just everything I want. So I wanted to.
So we tried that day to go get the 1971 meal at Cosmic Rays. And it was a 4.5 hour mobile window wait because they had the Minnie Mouse sippers, which were sold out, the mini sippers, and then the popcorn buckets, those were sold out, but they're being restocked already, so that's a good thing. But 4.5 hours for a mobile wait at Magic Kingdom to go to Cosmic Rays. So we'll have to go back another day.
We park hopped from Epcot to Magic Kingdom at 2 when we could. And she actually had a pass she could get in earlier, but I wasn't able to. But we were there right around 2 o'clock, and they let us in a few minutes earlier. So we had gotten back to Cosmic Rays, and we sat there on the side, and we were getting ready to order food, and it was like 2:08, and it said pickup time was 6:30 to 7 o'clock. And I was like, so let's pick up for dinner. And I'm like, well, we're going back to Epcot. We're not going to be here that late. So we skipped it. But then we had some Main Streeters and Lost Princess Apparel people.
I saw so many people wearing Lost Princess Apparel.
Awesome. It was awesome.
It was so wonderful. Thank you guys so much. I mean, that was really humbling and very sweet. So thank you to see people wearing, especially seeing people wear the Gracie dress around the parks skirt and so good. Thank you. That really made my whole day.
Yeah, we saw quite a few of our friends there that we've gotten to know over different meetups and such. So it was really cool to see you guys. And thank you for stopping us. And like we always say, if you see us, please stop us and say hi. We're honored to meet you. Just thank you for following us, because if you didn't, we wouldn't.
We would not have this job. Oh, and speaking of meetups, before we go, since you said meetup. There's a meetup coming.
Gotta order buttons.
I know. So November the 6th at Magic Kingdom, if you come to the meetup, you get to watch the new fireworks show, and we can all critique it together.
Make sure you get a reservation for Magic Kingdom if you are going that day. Shouldn't have a problem getting it, but just make sure if you are coming, make sure you've already got your reservation. So you don't have to worry about that.
Yes. So November 6th, Magic Kingdom, make sure you have a reservation. I just put the schedule up in the event tab on the page so that you can see where we're going to be. We're going to be at Magic Kingdom all day together.
And it's a very loose-based schedule this year, because in previous years we had to have a fast pass where we all had to wait in line for a ride to get on together. But now that that's been eliminated, we're just going to wait in some of the bigger rides that more people can go on together, basically.
But we're still going to have a good time. We're still going to do Haunted Mansion. We're going to have our group photos. We're going to have fun. But yeah, join that event tab so that you can keep up with what's going on.
And it lets us know approximately how many people are coming.
Because we got to order swag and stuff. So we have to, we're trying to figure out who's coming. So also, before we go, House of Mouse Expo, November 27th and 28th at Embassy Suites, Lake Buena Vista South. Please tell your friends about this expo. We have a lot of celebrities coming. Yeah. We have the Pleasure Island Rewind Dance Party with DJ Elliot Saturday night. We have the Star Wars 501st coming. We have a Hocus Pocus reunion. We have John Ratzenberger. Yeah. We have like all kinds of people.
Bill Farmer, Jason Marsden, Neri, who we mentioned earlier, he's helping us with the event and bringing a couple of the guests here. So they've been great. Everybody we've worked with has been wonderful for the expo. We're just trying to wrap up now the loose ends and bring it all together for everybody. So we really hope you guys want to come out. If you're in the area, come check it out. I'm sure we'll be doing live pizza all weekend. Michelle will be doing that while we're there. I know I would probably be busy running around, getting more gray as the day goes on. So
it's a lot of stress putting a big expo together. I'm just going to say that. Like, I keep telling people, like, I am so sorry if we don't answer messages right away or we can't keep up. Like, I told my family and friends, I'll see you guys like at Christmas-ish.
And if somebody's watching who did send us a volunteer form, I'm not ignoring you. I promise you, I just have not honestly had the time to message everybody back, but I have gotten all the emails and I will be messaging everybody out once we have more of a set schedule of how things are going to flow for that day. But if you haven't gotten tickets, please go out to houseofmouseexpo.com, purchase your tickets for the weekend. Our tickets are very affordable compared to what other expos are charging. I think it's $30 for the whole weekend for a base ticket and $70 for a VIP package, which you get a shirt, a lanyard.
Yeah, VIP, you get stuff.
Yeah, so we want to keep it very affordable this year. And hopes to get more people to come out to it and see what we have to offer. And we're already talking about next year's show, which is a little premature, but we wish we would have had more time for planning this show than what we had.
But we have a lot of celebrities coming and a lot of fun things planned. So please come out and see us. And if you can't, please just share so that other people know. Social media only gets us so far as getting the word out about the expo. So anybody that you could tell is great. HouseMouseExpo.com, and it's on social media, Facebook and Instagram.
Yes, definitely. So hope to see you guys out there. So I guess that's a wrap for our show. So thank you for watching. We know we've been gone for a while. We're still not weekly right now because we just do have too much going on. So we do apologize for right now, but it's just we will pop on when we have
We're not gone forever. We just can't commit to every Monday right now because we do have so much going on. But I'm going to try to get back into the live feeds. And we will be doing shows, but just kind of watch for alerts because what we'll do is we'll let you know the morning of or the day before that we'll be back to do a show.
And another thing to mention about the expo on Sunday will be, TMSM live on location, live from the expo. So if you're there, make sure you come. We're probably gonna do it at the same time in the main ballroom or main speaking room. It'll be there.
Whatever.
So I have a lot of surprises. So make sure you guys come out and check that out.
Yes. So thank you so much for tuning in. It's been nice chatting with you and have a wonderful evening. And thank you for all the support. And we will see you real soon.
Take care, guys. Have a great day.
Bye.